It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, continuing this wonderful study, Matthew chapter 23, beginning to read with verse 27. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27, and we're going to read down through verse 36. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, love for you to visit our website. We have the plan of salvation there that you can look at the outline according to the Word of God. You can look up the scripture verses. You can also listen to it if you would like to. And so please that you would look to our website, and it is parkviewbiblechurch.org, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And at the same time, there are many studies there for you to enjoy. So please that you would take a look at that. And if you'd like to email us, I would love for you to do that, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Now, we'll get right to the study. This is the important part, is God's precious word. Matthew chapter 23, beginning to read with verse 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so they also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify. Some of them shall be scourged in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. What a statement, what a sad, sad statement. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to come together and to read your precious scripture. Thank you that you have opened up your word. Thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit that confirms in our hearts that we are born again, that we're saved. I pray, Father, that all that are listening will recognize the need to invite your Son, the Lord Jesus, into their hearts. I ask that they will open their minds and their hearts and not be like these scribes and Pharisees, that they will not close their minds and close their hearts, but recognize that they need to be born again. Because once you truly come by faith to the Lord Jesus, it is real, it is true, and you know for certain that you're saved, you're born again. So please, please, dear Father, just speak to all of our hearts today. Bring us to the cross of Calvary if we've not been saved, if we're not born again. But Father, if we know you as our Savior, help us to grow closer and closer to you. Help us to spend much time in your precious word, and help us to take your precious word out to others, that they too may hear and understand the precious word and precious salvation that is there. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this 27th verse, we find that it connects with the 26th verse, and it says, "Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also." You see, that's what happens today. Folks go to church. They appear to change their lives. They act correctly. They act with a kind heart, and they act with a right mind. But they have never had their heart changed. And so down deep inside, there is always an ulterior motive, something. You always want something. You need something. And so we just need to realize and to understand that it has to come from the inside. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ today and stop playing a Christian. Not stop playing that game, but make it real. And you can do that if you just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that Holy Spirit convict your heart today and show you the way of salvation. Verse 27 here in Matthew 23:27 tells us, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness," the scripture tells us. Now, when we look at this, we discussed last time we were together what was taking place. You could not pass over a grave. So what they would do, they would whitewash it. And so it appeared to be beautiful. But underneath is just dried dead bones. And that is what is going on in your life if you have not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have not called upon Him, realizing that He is the only way. There is no other way of salvation except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please listen today very carefully and call upon Him as your Savior. And so we find that that's what was going on here. They were so concerned, and so they would whitewash this grave. Well, that would keep you from walking over. So you weren't defiled, and that, boy, that's all that was needed. But what a perfect example for what's going on in the hearts of every person that's lost. Outwardly, it looks good. Inwardly, it's dry, old, dead bones. They appeared righteous. People today do the same. We need to see the Holy Spirit lives within your heart. And the only way that can take place is if you listen, listen, listen. Listen to the call today. Listen to that still small voice as that Spirit, as the Holy Spirit shows you who you are. You're just an old sinner, dead. You need life. That life can come through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will lead you down that wonderful path to righteousness. So please listen today. No matter what church you're part of, where you go, it's not works. It's totally a free gift. It's by grace. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come now and down to the 28th verse. "Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." We must trust in the precious blood of Jesus. Fix the inside by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His precious blood. By faith, Believe it, and the Holy Spirit will come to live within you. Believe it, and the Holy Spirit will come. So please, please, please call upon Jesus today. Let's fix the inside by the blood of Christ, and you will also repair the outside. You can't fix the outside and then fix the inside. It doesn't go that direction. It has to come the other direction. It has to start inside and come out. And so please that you trust in Jesus today. Call up on him, please. Verse 29 is the eighth woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. This is the eighth time this statement's been made. Because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. They make monuments to some of the prophets. They make special places honoring the prophets that their fathers killed. Now you think about that. And they said, if we would have been there, we would not have done that. And yet right now, they are preparing. They are working on a plan to kill the greatest prophet of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God that all the prophets spoke of. They are guilty. Guilty of killing these prophets that they appear to be honoring. And they're saying, if we would have been there at that time, we would not have allowed that. Or leastwise, we would not have been a part of it. And yet it was their very bloodline, their fathers, is the ones that carried out this great persecution. Look at this again. Because ye build the tombs, Jesus is clearly bringing these enemies of the cross, enemies of Christ, out into the open. Ye scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets, and you garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and you say, if ye had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. This is an unbelievable statement. That's how folks lie. We have it today. We see it today in every facet of our life. People making statements that are untrue. They desired that Jesus would be put to death. Jesus knew their very thoughts. Today the same. It is done many times and in many, many areas where Christians are put to death. In this land, the devil is working a little more unhandedly. He is working his way by taking away the word of God. It's convincing you that you don't need to stay with that beautiful old King James. The very Bible that has saved multitudes, because you read it, the Holy Spirit convicts your heart and you get saved. But if the devil can convince you that the other way, the other scripture is easier to understand, you don't need to be able to read and understand it. You need to be able to read it and let the Holy Spirit teach you the truth, recognizing that man has changed it. You see, that's what happened with the scribes and the Pharisees. They developed all these things that brought a tradition and teaching of man in. We have the same thing today. The Word of God's not taught. Most preachers pick up one or two scripture verses to make it sound good, and then they're preaching a social gospel. That's what these were doing. They were building an empire for themselves. They were building a religion for themselves. They were not following the Word of God. See that you are. No matter what your church is teaching, you go to the Word of God, go to that good old King James Bible, and you open that up, and you go back to John, and you begin. Read the first chapters. Get into John chapter 3, where Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he said, you know, he wanted some. I know you're a teacher. And Jesus told him he was a very religious man. He was one of the greatest, what we would call Christians today. But Jesus said, you must be born again. And we're repeating that same thing today. You must be born again. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't listen to what the preachers are saying today if they're not telling you the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. If they're telling you that you need salvation because you're condemned already, if they don't tell you that, they're lying to you. These scribes and Pharisees were lying, and Jesus is calling them on the carpet. He's calling them out. And he's making it clear. You're teaching the traditions of men instead of the Word of God. And today, man has destroyed the Word of God by changing it, by adding to it, by taking away from it, to making it sound, oh, it's easier to read. Please, please understand that you need to look to the Word of God. Please understand that. It's so important. Once again, verse 30, I say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. They could have changed. They did not have to follow the paths of their fathers, but they did. And so by following the paths of their fathers, as they, their fathers, killed the prophets, killed those that were proclaiming the truth by all kinds of means. And we're going to go to a scripture verse here in a little bit that explains that. And Jesus is telling them, because you have followed their teaching and you teach and preach the same philosophies, the same traditions, and not the gospel that I told you to proclaim, not that I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. You have stopped. You do not proclaim that. You do not proclaim you're a sinner. You proclaim that you can have your sins taken care of by certain sacrifices and by other traditions of men, and that's a lie. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ can you have your sins removed. And so please, that you come by faith to Jesus. Jesus is dealing with these scribes and Pharisees, and he is calling them out, and he is calling them hypocrites. He is calling them a hypocrite. And that's exactly what so many today that do not preach the gospel, You stand inside what you call a Christian church, and yet you don't preach the gospel. You don't tell people they're sinners. They don't tell them they're lost, and they don't call upon the Holy Spirit to come into their hearts and save them. They're hypocrites. And we have much of that today. Teaching the tradition of man. Teaching tradition and philosophies that man have established, and they are not teaching the Word of God. And so, again, he brings the truth right out to him. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, your liars, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Can you tell me if it can get any clearer than that? Let's go back to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 52. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, have not kept it. You received it, but you didn't keep it. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. Is that what you're doing today? Are you holding on to the tradition of man, of your parents? And if you are, and you have rejected the gospel of the Lord, oh, I believe that Jesus died on the cross. Have you invited Jesus into your heart? Have you listened to the Holy Spirit? Please. It's a free gift. If you've attached any kind of works to it, you've destroyed it. You've watered it down. The devil's done that. The devil's added things, many things, baptism, many things. He has added to that you have to do. You have to be a part of this church. You have to take communion. You have to do certain things. You have to go to the confessional. You have to do all these things. No, not for salvation. Many of those things are wonderful, because it improves your fellowship with him. You get closer to him. But salvation is free. And all you need to do is recognize you're a sinner. And the only way that's truly going to come to pass is if you allow the Holy Spirit to show you. So please do that today. Please. This is a very clear statement here. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. That's the condition that many are in today. Back in Matthew 23:32, fill ye up with the measure of your fathers. God have mercy, because the opportunity was coming to a close for the Jews. A Jew individually can be saved, but God called the Jews to be his missionaries, to bring the truth out. And the Jews continued. The leadership of the Jews had driven it, had brought it forwards and continued to do it, to kill the prophets, kill the messengers of this truth. Saved by grace and grace alone. Mercy was coming to a close. The righteous judgment of Almighty God is about to come. fill ye up then of the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How long? How long? Let's go back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Paul has some directions here for Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they have to themselves teachers having itching ears. We have that today. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Please, listen to the word of God. We have there three words, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. When necessary, we need to reprove. We need to bring you back to the word of God. You need to be told this is the truth. Follow it. The rebuke, so many are unconcerned. So many. I hope you're not one of them. I hope you're not one that has turned away the Holy Spirit when he has convicted your heart. When you recognized all of a sudden that you're just a rotten old filthy sinner, and I don't like that, and you turn away, and you do not trust in the one that can save you, there's a rebuke coming. And then to exhort, oh, those that are saved, if you know Jesus as your Savior, if you've trusted in him and the Holy Spirit's within you, please study the Word of God. Please. These words down here are the same. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. Where have we heard that? That was the same words of John the Baptist. And the reason Jesus used these same words, I believe, is because the scribes and the Pharisees had not changed from the time that John the Baptist came on the scene as the forerunner, introducing the Lord Jesus Christ. They had not changed one bit. And so Jesus used those same words once again. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. And look at those last words of verse 33. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? And you won't. You won't escape the damnation of hell if you don't come by faith to Jesus. You say, well, I understand what you're saying, Larry, but there's a lot of ways to get to heaven. No, there isn't. There's not. There is not one perfect church here on earth. There is not a single denomination that possesses that. The church, the true church, is all those folks that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted in him, believed the Holy Spirit when he convicted our hearts, and said, yes, I need a Savior, and that Savior's Jesus, because he died on the cross, and he took my sin upon himself and took my sin away. But only for those that recognize that and accept that free gift of salvation. It is a free gift. There's no works attached to it. There's nothing attached to it at all. It is free. But you need to recognize the Holy Spirit. He's come to introduce you to the Savior. Please come. do not fall into the category of these scribes and Pharisees. Do not be a follower of them. Be a true believer of Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?